On the 16th of April, 2006, a group of pilgrims from Kuchara House went to Ganden in Mungod, India, to make offerings of a set of robes and a Manjushri statue for each of the monks of Ganden. 63 of us from many different countries, such as Malaysia, Singapore, United Kingdom, the United States, Switzerland, and Thailand, led by His Eminence Chemtulku Rinpoche, were fortunate enough to make an amazing trip to Ganden to make this most meritorious offering. For many of us, it was our first glimpse of Ganden. Almost every brick of these buildings has been donated by sponsors who wish to preserve this amazing heritage of teachings and knowledge. What we can see today is the result of many years of hard work. It was an opportunity to be able to see for ourselves how the donations from Kuchara House have contributed to the building of this illustrious monastery. This is our story. Preparations began 1.5 years ago. 3,000 Manjushri statues were organized by Geshe Punsok and hand-painted by Kunga, our resident artist. Statues of Buddhas represent Buddha's body and translate Buddhist concepts into visual representations. Buddhist statues remind us of the virtues of Buddha and inspire us to develop these virtues ourselves. Each of the robes consists of 3 pieces of cloth, and the whole offering for 3,000 monks needed around 8,000 meters of cloth. The cloth had to be cut by hand and wrapped for offering day. We arrived at the crack of dawn. Our spiritual advisor, His Eminence Chemtulku Rinpoche, is greeted by Kating Rinpoche. The High Lamas escort the image of His Holiness the Dalai Lama into Ganden Lachi. Chem Rinpoche stands closest to the image as he represents the sponsors, and it is also a mark of honor. Chem Rinpoche prostrates to His Holiness the Dalai Lama, whose presence is symbolized by his throne. The monks bring breakfast of bread and tea, which is sponsored today by Kuchara. Breakfast is served in the prayer hall. The more senior monks sit in the front, and the abbot, Abbot Emeritus, and the High Lamas, like His Holiness Dzong Rinpoche, have tables in front of them. The yellow vests which these monks wear also denote their seniority. These senior monks are served first as a sign of respect. Ganden Monastery consists of 2 colleges, Jiangze, who sit on the right side of the hall, and Shatze, who sit on the left. Jiangze means north and Shatze means east. Chemtulku Rinpoche comes from Ganden Shatze, and usually offerings are only made to one's own college, but today our offerings go to the entire Ganden Monastery. Kuchara pilgrims get breakfast of bread and tea too, which was kindly prepared and served by the monks from Pukang Kangzen, while Chem Rinpoche patiently explains details from his throne, which overlooks the prayer hall below. Pukang Kangzen is the college within Ganden Shatse to which Chem Rinpoche belongs, and whose monks are helping to organize logistics for the offering today. The Shakyamuni statue on the altar of the Lachi looks benevolently over the whole proceedings, while we watch with awe from the balcony above at the holy monks in the prayer hall. The disciplinarian announces the list of offerings and the respective monetary value of each offering from Kuchara House. This is a tradition to ensure that offerings are transparent to all. The offerings and the Lama Chopa Puja officially begin. Chem Rinpoche leads the pilgrims into the Lachi and offers the body, speech and mind of Buddha to the throne representing His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. The offerings are presented with Chem Rinpoche's aspirations and prayers on our behalf. Offerings are given with katas, which are usually a white silk or cotton cloth and decorated with the 8 auspicious signs. Katas are traditionally offered to express respect and gratitude. Chem Rinpoche offers katas to the High Lamas as a mark of respect. These High Lamas are revered for their attainments, their previous achievements like the Abbot Emeritus and previous incarnations. For example, Yume Kensur means that he was previously an abbot of Yume the Tantric College. His Holiness Tsong Rinpoche's previous incarnation was Chem Rinpoche's root guru. There are many wonderful stories behind each of these lamas which you can hear about at Ganden. Chem Rinpoche offers katas to Buddha statues. When we make offerings to Buddha statues, it signifies remembering the kindness of our parents and anyone who has been kind to us. We offer this gratitude up to the three jewels, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. We make offerings to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, not because they need or want them, but as a sign of our own practice. The more regularly we give to a higher being, the more we will become accustomed to being generous and reducing our attachment and miserliness. When we offer a katha to a high lama, we are offering our aspirations and prayers. Simply by their accepting the katha or putting the katha back over our shoulders, it signifies an acceptance of these prayers and the giving of blessings from the holy lamas. The Dharma Protector protects the Dharma and helps to remove obstacles to allow the growth of Dharma. The offering of Manjushri statues begin. Many monks are very poor and would not even imagine being able to have a statue. Even if they can afford it, they may not be able to afford to obtain mantras to put inside the statues, let alone gold on their faces. Being a monastery, study and the transfer of knowledge are the focus of activities at Ganden. Therefore, Lord Manjushri as the Buddha of Wisdom is the most appropriate Buddha to inspire the Sangha. Now, anyone who can circumambulate Ganden will be circumambulating 3,000 more Manjushri statues, which will give many more blessings. The robes are ready for offerings. The Ganden Lachi is now too small. There is not enough room for all the monks to sit inside, hence the urgency to build a bigger prayer hall. Imagine, when high lamas visit Ganden, not all the monks will be able to participate due to constraints of space. Chem Rinpoche offers robes to the high lamas. The offerings of robes to holy monks is a universal tradition across different faiths and cultures. It is meritorious to offer robes to monks, as it is their only form of clothing. Due to poverty, some monks only have one set of robes, and when that set is being washed, the monks simply have to sit and wait for them to dry. By making this offering to the Sangha, it removes mundane distractions from the Sangha so that they can focus on prayer and study. Sincere offerings made with a selfless motivation are very beneficial as they bestow upon us countless merits. The accumulation of merits is one of the basic tenets of attaining enlightenment, the other being purification of negative karma. Merit increases our compassion and wisdom and alleviates our suffering by allowing us to acquire knowledge more quickly. Making offerings also helps us to develop our generosity and to reduce our habituations of stinginess or miserliness. This may also create the causes for spiritual and material wealth, as well as becoming naturally generous. Making offerings of Buddha statues to the Sangha is especially auspicious. Every prayer a monk makes to the Buddha statue will convey a blessing on the giver. Even having the opportunity of offering Buddha statues to the Sangha is special and must be a result of some good karma of all those involved. The monks chant a special new prayer to bless all the Kachara pilgrims and the sponsors of the offerings.